Welcome to Touching Hearts and Changing Lives, hosted by Reverend Otley Holmes, Senior Pastor of Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church in Mesa, Arizona, where our vision is touching hearts and changing lives by the power of His Word, Luke 4, 18 and 19. Our mission is to go ye therefore and teach all nations, Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Now, please join us in a study of the Word of God.
Welcome to Touching Hearts and Changing Lives. This is Pastor Holmes, your host. And once again, I am thrilled to be back into your presence as we study together the Word of God. I'm so thankful that God has led me as we begin this week in a new study. We'll be coming from the book of Acts. And I believe that God has placed this upon my heart simply because it is time for revival in this country. And I believe the book of Acts is that firebrand, that spark that will ignite a revival first in our hearts and then in our churches and then in our communities and hopefully to the uttermost parts of the earth. Amen. But let us begin as we entreat the throne of grace. Father, we thank you once again for allowing us to come into your presence for the study of your holy and inspired word. We ask now, O Master, that you lead, guide, and direct our paths, that you just open our eyes to the things that you see. Let us see what you see, Father. Let us feel what you feel, that we might be those agents that you can use, those vessels, Father, cleansed by the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, to take your gospel, the gospel of the good news, to the uttermost parts of the earth. We ask this all in Jesus' name and for his name's sake. Amen. And as I was saying, we're going to go into a study now of the book of Acts. And this is part one, if you will, as we go together with the book of Acts. So let me begin by reading at verse 1, chapter 1. Pardon me. The former thesis I have made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days from now. Well, let me just give some kind of background on the opening of this book of Acts, this wonderful book, the history of the birth and the growth of the church, the change agent that God is using to change the complexion of this world. And I really truly feel that we as the church have somewhat lost that love of our, that first love. We have kind of settled in and becoming complacent. Amen? Amen. The book of Acts is the story of the explosive worldwide growth of the early church. It is the account of the first men who heard the Great Commission and reveals what anyone can do who takes the commission seriously. And that commission is, of course, Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. It is also a historical and a transitional bridge from Christianity as being a primarily Jewish religion in the beginning to a worldwide, primarily Gentile religion. It is also a transition from the Gospels to the Epistles. Acts is the only historical sequel to the four Gospels. Notice how the Gospels funnel into Acts as the last event recorded in each of the four Gospels is also found in the first chapter of Acts. Matthew talks about the resurrection found in the first chapter of Acts. Mark talks about the ascension found in the first chapter of Acts. Luke talks about the promise of the Holy Spirit found in the first chapter of Acts. John talks about the promise of the return of Christ. You guessed it, in the first chapter of Acts. Acts gives the only historical background of the founding of the church, to which Paul addresses his epistle, and thus contains much of the context needed to understand them. My notes sometimes tonight for the study will be coming from the Faith Bible Institute, of which our church is a host site, and we would invite you to call the main number at the office and see about becoming a student of the Faith Bible Institute, founded by Pastor John Yates. The book is entitled Acts, or the Acts of the Apostles, and it is the heroic exploit of outstanding men. The theme, of course, of the book of Acts is evangelism. And the key word would be that we should witness. And a verse we haven't gotten to yet is Acts 1:8, which should be our theme verse for our churches. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and in Samaria and into the uttermost parts of the earth. Now we find that Theophilus is being written to by Luke, and this is Luke's second book. And there's an interesting fact that we found out in the study of this book of Acts. While we know that Paul, the Apostle Paul, wrote the majority of the epistles in the New Testament, Luke's volume of writing has actually written more than Paul has written, but it's just contained in one single book. Two books, the book of the Gospel of Luke and, of course, the book of Acts. So volume-wise, Luke is the greater writer, and Paul has written more because of the epistles. Amen? So this Theophilus we now know is a Gentile. And in verse 1, Paul says, "The former thesis, that is, the Gospel of Luke, I have made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and to teach, until the day which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen." So when we look here, the book of Acts pictures the responsibility of every church and every individual Christian to witness for Jesus Christ. Amen? Now, let me just give you a little tidbits about Luke, who Luke was. Luke was the beloved physician, as recorded in Colossians, the 4th chapter, the 14th verse. Luke was a missionary companion of Paul. Luke also was a Gentile, and Luke was a precise historian. Amen? Amen. So the purpose of the book of Acts is to give the history of the growth and the expansion of the early church and the spread of the gospel throughout the entire known world. It is also an apologetic or defense of early Christianity. It also is used to confirm the apostolic authority that Paul had. Amen? Amen. Now, when we get to this verse 5, I just want to point a few things out for you here. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days from hence. Now, this baptized in the Spirit occurs 5 times in the New Testament, and this is the 5th time. Of the other 4 times in the Gospels, and they all refer to the baptism in or with the Holy Spirit in distinction from the baptism in water. Now, this distinction is very clear between the physical water baptism and the spiritual baptism, which is in the term in the Spirit, okay? Now, we need to understand something that in Greek and the way the Greek is laid out, the word in Greek, en, is never to be translated as by. So, John baptized in water, Jesus baptized in the Spirit, and John was the agent, Jesus was the agent. The element of John was water. The element of Jesus is the Spirit. So we're not baptized by the Spirit, but we are baptized into the Spirit. Let's read a little further as we go into verse 6. "And when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel?" Now, it finds kind of strange to me that again, these disciples who had been with Jesus Christ for 3.5 years, had witnessed now his crucifixion and his resurrection, was still at the point that they were concerned about the physical kingdom of Israel. They wanted to come back out from under the Roman oppression. And yet Jesus had been teaching them about a greater kingdom, the spiritual kingdom of God. And verse 7 says, "And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power." Now, verse 8, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be my witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all of Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth." Now, I'm not a Greek scholar. Let me make that clear. And my former notes that I gave to you on that fifth verse comes from Spiro Zotiafis. Now, this word here, power, in this eighth verse is dunamis. And it is especially an inherent power. And it means, the basic meaning is to be able or capable. So when we receive the Holy Spirit, He enables us and makes us capable of taking the gospel message to the uttermost parts of the earth. That word dunamis is where we get our English word dynamite. But God empowers us to take the truth of His word to change people's lives by presenting the gospel of hope and the truth to them. Are you praying with me this afternoon? We need to understand that God is using His church as the change agent of the world. The nation of Israel had let God down. They had failed to be the ambassadors that He had called them to be. He has not forgotten them, and that was a previous study I did a while back. But in this dispensation, if you will, He is using the church to bring the message to the world about His love of the world and what His Son has done, that they might be rightly related to Jesus Christ. Amen. So we see now that we have this power that is now within us because we've been baptized in the Spirit, and we are now to be witnesses. And that word witness actually means to be a martyr. We are to give up our lives. We are to give up our aspirations, if you will, because Jesus himself said, he that saves his life, attempts to save his life, and I'm paraphrasing, will lose it, but who that loses his life for me will save it. So God is the one that gives us not only the authority, but the purpose of what we are to do. If you and I want to be totally satisfied in this life, then we need to lean and depend on Jesus Christ. We need to give up our own aspirations and be the change agents that God would have us to be. Then our lives would become satisfactory. We would have that deep-rooted sense of accomplishment in our hearts and in our lives. Well, my brothers and sisters, about a clock on the wall, it's time to wind this study down for this week. Please tune in again next week. Pray for me as I pray for you during the week. I hope you have a blessed worship service, and I hope whatever we say and do, we will edify and glorify God our Savior. Tune in again next week. God bless.
Touching Hearts and Changing Lives radio program is an outreach ministry of Shiloh Missionary Church and is hosted by Reverend Otley W. Holmes, Jr., Senior Pastor. Please join us every Saturday evening at 7 p.m. on KXXT 1010. We're located at 56 South Robson Mesa, Arizona, 85210. It's right on the corner of Robson and First Avenue in downtown Mesa. Service times are Wednesday evening prayer meeting, 5:30 to 7 p.m., and Bible study, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Sunday morning, Sunday school 9 a.m. Worship service is at 11 a.m. For more information, call 480-844-2687 or email sbchurch1011@quest.net. Be sure to log on to the website www.smbcmesa.org. This program has been sponsored by the membership of Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church.